There are a number of defenses for negligence. In the state of California, we do not have what's called governmental immunity. In other words, the people of the state can sue the state, and that means that parents can sue the school district. We do, however, have what's called assumption of the risk. This is a defense when the injured party knew of possible danger and either through agreement or through their actions voluntarily accepted the possibility of harm. An example of this might be when a parent signs a release form saying that they understand that playing football is a dangerous sport. Responsibility of supervision of students at off-campus activities is the same as on-campus, so teachers need to understand that they still have a duty of care to their students, whether they're on-campus or off. The case Wood v. Strickland addressed the issue of school board member immunity from liability. Here, the school board members were acting in good faith for most of the time, but in this particular case, they denied due process rights to some students and had them suspended. The court looked at this and they said, while they understand that many school board members might be voluntary, that they do work in good faith, that does not provide them with absolute immunity when they deny the constitutional rights to students who are being suspended from school. Parents in the state of California can be liable for the torts caused by their children. This is important because if a child causes damage to the school campus, the school district needs to know that they can hold parents accountable. The last case we look at today is the Peter versus San Francisco case. This was an educational malpractice case. You've heard of medical malpractice, legal malpractice. This was a case where the student was suing the school district saying that they had failed to provide him with an education. However, the court did not uphold his position. They said it did not meet the four parts of a negligence suit. The district did issue a diploma to the student, and he did not have his basic skills, but the court said that the four pieces of negligence, it was not clear that there had been any violations. And in addition, they also said that allowing the suit to go forward would open the door for many, many future lawsuits for the state of California. Best wishes to all of you as you study for the comprehensive exams.